My oldest son, Jacob, is a bright, imaginative, curious boy who displays a near insatiable thirst for learning to go along with a pretty intense competitive streak. I can't put into words the disappointment that he felt when my wife and I had to tell him that he could not attend any more kindergarten classes because of what he calls a stinky virus. As much as I love Jacob, he's not perfect. None of us are. And he possessed some aspects that could have used some refinement and improvement before the school year came to an end. I know my son is not alone in that regard. I have the deepest admirations for teachers and what they do. They'll be faced with unenviable task of greeting new class of students and teaching them new material while making sure the gap that was created by the shutdown doesn't widen.